Excited now to be back with the Executive Director of Destination Salem, Kate Fox. And, Kate, we haven't seen each other for a while, but welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here. Hope you're doing well.
We are. We are. And, you know, it's weird, habits, I guess, that we're into, we're getting by. People are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And generally speaking, in this neck of the woods, Eastern Massachusetts, I think, we're doing well overall. I know Gloucester is similar to Salem in terms of being a tourist community, and Gloucester had to clamp down on numbers at the beaches and so on. But, in general, how is Salem made out this summer, from a Destination Salem viewpoint?
You know, it's been busy, and we have been working together across agencies and businesses to ensure clear communication to visitors from near and far that we have a mask order in effect, so masks or face coverings are required when you're indoors or outdoors downtown in the business district, and we're making sure we have ambassadors on the street, making sure people are wearing their masks and practicing physical distancing. The businesses have all been really good about enforcing the state and local guidelines. So people are coming and businesses are open, and that's great for everybody. Everyone is working on a reduced capacity in Salem, just like everywhere else. So we do recommend that if anyone's planning to come into Salem, they look online first and make reservations whenever and wherever possible.
We have had a spectacular summer weather-wise, which I think has really given a shot in the arm to the restaurants because they've been able to set up outside. Now, I know that in Newburyport and Gloucester and other communities, a lot of the streets have been transformed via government edict into sidewalk restaurants. And is it the same in Salem?
It is. It's really wonderful. We have about 50 restaurants in Salem that have expanded their capacity through outdoor dining and taken over either sidewalks or parking spaces. Bella Verona has even expanded into part of Essex Street. And we've partnered with local artists to decorate and beautify the barricades that have been put up to keep the diners safe while they're so close to traffic. And It looks great. It's a fun experience to sit outside. It's safer. It feels good for everybody involved. And now that restaurants are able to have some limited indoor dining as well, I think it's a really nice complement to everything going on. And it just makes it look so vibrant and alive downtown. I hope some of our outdoor dining expansion can stay after COVID times.
I saw a lot of traffic in Gloucester and Cape Ann over the weekend, a lot of out-of-town traffic in what almost looked like an almost normal Labor Day weekend. Anecdotally, Kate, how has the tourism season gone in Salem? I know you mentioned reduced capacity, but people, at least on Cape Ann, seem to be showing up now, and I want to say probably in the last month more than ever before in terms of this particular crisis.
So we had a really strong Labor Day weekend in Salem. A lot of people were coming, just anecdotally, people were coming for Labor Day weekend because they're not coming in October. But we're getting a lot of calls, a lot of queries about coming to Salem in October. And so I think it's gonna be a busy fall. Even if we saw 50% of our normal annual tourism for October, September, that's still hundreds of thousands of people. So it's very impactful, especially in a public health crisis. So that's why the rules exist, and we're all working together to clearly communicate the guidelines and make sure everybody understands what expectations are out there for our visitors. And you know, the attractions, most are open, a few are not, but attractions are open, walking tours are open, the trolley tour, the schooner sales, everything's happening. And Peabody Essex Museum is opening two new exhibits this month in September on the 26th. They have an exhibition of the documents from the Salem Witch Trials and also an exhibition called Salem Stories A to Z. And so it's great that we've got some new exhibits coming on. But like everybody else, the Peabody Essex has reduced hours and is operating fewer days during the week. So anybody looking to come down and explore and do things in Salem should definitely check online first.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, I want to leap into October, then we'll come back to September, Kate, because you mentioned phone calls coming in, and I saw Briefly, I saw somewhere that certainly haunted happenings, if it's happening at all, have been curtailed. We know the Topsfield Fair has been canceled and so on. So what is the plan now for October? Because as I recall, haunted happenings, at least unofficially, used to, last year anyway, began in, sort of in September.
Yeah, it, well, haunted happenings in October, so sometimes it feels like it's all year.
yeah, right.
Always something going on.
Yep.
So per the state reopening guidelines, any event indoors over 25 people is prohibited, and any event outdoors for over 50 people, more than 50 people, is prohibited. So that means that no events during October or any other time can happen that exceed those numbers. That eliminates the parades, the costume parties, the balls, the street fairs. So most of the, if not all, of our haunted happenings programming has either been canceled, made virtual, or moved to next year.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening are the businesses. You know, the business community is here. The doors will be open. Museums and attractions, shops and restaurants and tours. So there are things to do. But it's a far reduced calendar.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, Kate, and this is really an unfair question. It's a curveball, but with sports in the Northeastern Conference and high school, you know, everything is in flux right now. Everything is off the table. Nothing is happening at the moment. But you know, it's subject to change. Is that possibly true with haunted happenings? I don't know. Say you know, say something wonderful happens in the next couple of weeks. Are there events that could be geared up again if it were feasible?
I don't think so. And based on guidance from our public health agent, I don't see that happening. You know, I don't see the possibility coming our way. We are in phase three for the foreseeable future, and phase three is where the guidelines for events of 25 or 50 people, whether indoors or out, lives. And so I think we're here. I think we're here through the end of the year.
Okay.
I think we're looking at canceled holiday events and reimagined Santa Claus visits. And so that's sort of the state of where Massachusetts is as we continue to fight the coronavirus.
And I would expect that Salem's going to have to hammer that point home in the next 6 weeks. To, you know,
we do. HauntedHappenings.org and Salem.org both have COVID-specific pages with mm-hmm. guidelines and links as well to the Massachusetts you know, the Mass.gov has the Massachusetts travel order on it, and we are hammering it home as often as we can. We do a publication for October every year. This year it is a much smaller publication. It's a fold-out map that has panels of information about how to visit during COVID.
Okay.
We want people to understand their expectations, and honestly, we want people to stay home if they don't feel safe and if they have any concerns.
Right.
This is not the year to come to Salem or to do any traveling if it's a trip you've been planning for years. This isn't it. Everything is modified. The programming is all adjusted. Save your money and plan the trip for next year.
Oh, boy. That's hard to say, I know, but that's the right thing to say, and it's we'll get that message out there. You know, next month when I talk to you, I'm going to say, geez, I hope there's a Thanksgiving. But we'll deal with that next month. Kate,
right.
What about the things? I know that on Salem.org you have a tremendous website that, you know, lists all of the happenings or non-happenings, but many of them, of course, are canceled, but also many have been moved to virtual. And I just want to point out is we have a post up on the Salem Lit Fest, which begins tomorrow. I talked with Diane Stern, and she explains everything about what's coming up Thursday through Sunday, and it's all virtual. It's all available to people. But other things, as you mentioned, there are some things that are open, but there are still things that people can attend online.
There are. LitFest has moved their readings and author interactions to a virtual platform, which is really exciting because one of the silver linings of going virtual is you have the opportunity for a larger audience from further away. And we're seeing that. Certainly that's an opportunity for LitFest. We're also seeing lectures and virtual walking tours and different virtual programs that are scheduled throughout the fall that can now attract an audience from anywhere because it's using a Zoom or similar platform. So there's still things on the calendar that people can do whether they're here or not, which I think is a great opportunity.
All right. You mentioned, finally, Kate, you mentioned Peabody Essex Museum, which I think is the big news with new exhibits coming. Restaurants are open. And as I've been out, again, anecdotally, all over the North Shore in different restaurants, there's a different vibe about it. I think there's a lower stress level when you go into these places because they're not as crowded. The wait staff isn't running around as much. Certainly, the wait staff is working twice as hard as they ever have, but they're not running around as much because of the crowded situation. So I would say that dining on the North Shore, and I'm guessing Salem is also, of course, certainly part of it, is a good thing that people can come to, but you probably have to come, call ahead first or maybe check out a website first?
Yeah, I recommend making reservations wherever possible, whether it's for dining, attraction tickets, anything that you're doing. We're actually seeing some retailers implement reservation systems to detract from the required queues or lines on the street because those are discouraged right now. So anything you can make a reservation for in advance, do. Plan everything in advance. Look on websites. Visit salem.org. For October, come to hauntedhappenings.org. And we do have a new app, so you can, for iOS and Android, you can go to the App Store, search Destination Salem, and download the app, and it puts everything you need to know, including COVID preparedness, in your personal device.
And that is Executive Director of Destination Salem, Kate Fox.